Lightoller explains how testifying in the British investigation was a bit trickier than in the American inquiry.
In Washington, it was of little consequence, but in London, it was very necessary to keep one's hands on the whitewash brush. Sharp questions that needed careful answers if one was to avoid a pitfall, carefully and subtly dug, leading to a pinning down of blame onto someone's luckless shoulders. How hard Mr. Scanlon and the legal luminary representing the interests of the seamen and firemen tried to prove there were not enough seamen to launch and man the boats. The same applied to the passengers, and quite truly, but it was inadvisable to admit it then and there, hence the hard-fought verbal duels between us. Mr. Scanlon's aim was to force the admission that I had not sufficient seamen to give adequate help with the boats, and consequently that the ship was undermanned. Second Officer Charles Lightoller.